I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Another robot dog.
Yeah. Or shooting him with mustard. Nope. I was really saying let's shoot the dog in the head because he barks too much.
And you just never know, do you?
No, you really don't. Just like your shirt. I don't know what that meant.
I don't either. Trying to recover.
330 DGS. Getting a lot of Leia Fish love. I see you out there. I hear you. One guy said to ask for a whole piece of cheese because McDonald's is giving us half.
Yeah.
It's crap.
Yeah, somebody said that, I'm trying to give them credit. Oh, T-Bone on
T-Bone.
So tell Dave to request a full slice of American cheese because they're only using half slices now. And he is spot on correct that it's the king of all sandwiches.
Bradley, what's the response to the dog killing skit?
Overwhelming popularity.
Wow.
Pauly says
a lot of
laughed.
Dog killers out there.
Yeah, Pauly said he laughed so hard. That was awesome. That skit was my favorite thing I've ever heard. Scotty says, I have to admit, that was pretty funny. So, yeah.
I need to have breakfast with all three of those guys.
Bradley has a ratings question.
Okay.
He wants to know, is St. Charles County still dead?
St. Charles is back.
Oh, okay.
Oh, cool.
Evidently, they've discovered the DGS.
Welcome back, St. Charles.
Yeah.
AKB on Twitter says, I'm 28 and I've been listening to the DGS since 2014. Those ratings got us messed up. I agree.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Millennials love the DGS.
It's all they listen to. Number one. Bam.
Number one.
You know what I learned from watching Star Trek last night? The Gorn episode.
Oh, wow. It was on?
Yeah. Here's what I learned. If you're ever being shelled or missiles dropping around you and blowing up right where you are, somersault. If you can just somersault, preferably dive roll, missiles can't hurt you.
It protects your face.
It does. Yeah, you're fine. Pew! Somersault, you're good.
So Andrew's in trouble, but the rest of us are okay.
Oh, man, remember when well you tried to do the somersault?
Not even here, Sue.
I've tried to repress it.
I just got a Snapchat from young Andrew. He is at the St. Louis Aquarium and the soda fountain.
Really?
Whoa!
And they are selling both Chico Sticks and Valo Milks.
Wow.
Oh, damn.
Oh, that's awesome.
He needs to be documenting his trip.
Yeah.
I'll check Snapchat again.
It's not that great of a view. I can totally see the fish from up here.
I could be swimming just as fast as you if you let me in that tank.
It's not the biggest shark I've seen today. That's the kind of job he needs. Putting people on and off the wheel. Keep your hands and feet inside at all times, boothers.
This is either a salmon or a trout.
Is this what they make tuna fish out of?
He's accidentally putting freshwater fish in the saltwater tank.
I thought there was going to be... Where are the stingrays at?
Oh, this one's dead.
Do I get to pet any stingrays while I'm here?
Newsflash, not all eels are electric.
Angie, the boss said I could go home because I keep getting stung by the stingrays.
They said that they're attracted to sexy. They just keep taking a bite out of me.
We have several species of sharks here.
It appears we ran out of ice cream again.
Big sharks, we've got smaller sharks.
These are called nurse sharks because you can take them to bosom.
Take them to bosom, you say.
My favorite is, of course, the great white, but they don't have any of those in captivity anywhere, let alone the St. Louis Aquarium.
Giant squid, huh?
Okay. What if you just dropped a rat in that tank? You think the shark would feed on the rat?
He would accidentally drop in one of his cheese tubes from the gas station. I don't know why that swordfish is dead. It's probably because it accidentally ate my cheese sausage.
Safety tip! Do not put the sturgeon on the wheel.
Most people don't know this, but paddlefish will actually eat a chicle stick if you put it in the... And behold,
it is strange that the fish has a face like mine. Coincidence? Didn't make love?
Shape of Water vibes.
He's swimming through the tank.
I would love to see him like leading one of the water shows with like seals and a beach ball, and, you know, balancing the treat on his nose, and a dolphin swims up and eats it.
If the seals, if there are five seals, and they all jump up on the rock to get the fish, along with Andrew, how long until you notice one of them's not a seal?
That's mean. Mean.
Depends on how he's dressed. I have a feeling that approximately
three hours
ago...
All the poor guy did was just let us know.
He's taking a day off.
He's at the wheel.
Yeah. He told me he was at the aquarium, and now we're like, he's essentially a seal.
I really do hope he's documenting his trip.
Yeah, that'd be nice to
see. What an idiot. He'd screw everything up.
I have a feeling 3 hours ago...
What if the wheel's burning right
Andrew
now?
Andrew was sitting on his couch, and this either happened out loud or just internally in his brain. I want to go to the St. Louis Aquarium. I don't want to go to the aquarium today, Pudlicker. It's my day off. Less whining, more driving. We're going to the aquarium. Fine.
I want to survey the entire city from the top
of
that
exactly what Pudlicker does. He doesn't really ruin Andrew's life. He just kind of inconveniences it.
Yeah. He might be making it better.
Almost every day, there's a story in my show prep about how the archdiocese cannot get enough exorcists.
Yeah.
Mm. What if Andrew takes over just to train them in the ignoring method?
Yeah. Yeah, but that's only for
certain level demons.
Like certain level demons.
Like the liquor.
Yeah, like Pudlicker, who, again, doesn't really ruin Andrew's life. He just kind of inconveniences
him. He comes up with bad ideas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, Andrew wanted to stay home today. Pudlicker made him go to the aquarium.
Mm-hmm. Hey, 23 and a half hours to go till tickets go on sale for DGS Eastside.
Booyah.
Unless you're a part of the presale.
24 and a half hours till it's sold out.
Rach, how do people do that?
If you want to be a part of the presale, make sure that you have the radio.com app. It's available in your app store. So download the app, search for 97.1 FM Talk, favorite the station, and opt in to push notifications, because tomorrow morning we're sending out a push notification with a link to the presale. It's the only way you can get tickets before the general public.
Cool. I have a question.
Let's hear it.
It's about DNA and reproduction and sperm and stuff.
Ooh, okay.
This is about Andrew and the fish.
You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Correct me where I go wrong. A man supplies the sperm. A woman supplies the egg, okay? Mm-hmm. So a man has millions of little swimmers. And only one of those little swimmers would have made me.
Correct.
Even though, so my dad, his body...
Mm-hmm.
Millions of my colleagues, but had another one gotten through, I would be a different person.
Correct.
They weren't all going to make me. So with Jack and Francis, I am literally like a one in a million chance.
It's a miracle of life.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Now you take his dad's one in a million chance. Mm-hmm. You don't have to go back too many generations until you're like, the odds are astronomical that any of us would be born. Right? Am I right about that?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's a crazy thought. That not just had, like, oh, what if your mom didn't meet your dad? Forget about that. Like, your mom meets your dad, and they fall in love, they get married, and they do what you do to make babies. But that time, if that one guy didn't make it through, I'm not here.
Nuts. It's somebody else's. Name Dave Glover.
Yes. Or Beth, Ava. Which was going to be my name.
You were going to be Beth?
Beth Ann.
Aw.
Beth Ann Glover.
Yeah, that's an attractive woman, isn't it?
And they told you that. So they said, Dave, if you were going to be a girl.
Yeah.
I'll be darned. That's interesting.
Yeah. I think my name was going to be Daniel if I were a boy.
It's way better than Beth Ann.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I like
it is.
The name Daniel.
Yeah. It really is.
What female name would suit me?
Claudia.
Oh, I'm going to have to think about that.
Yes, you are.
I'll get back to you.
Okay.
Not... Why you keep looking at me?
Yeah, Tony has definitely never thought of this.
I don't know
before.
Which joke to tell. I don't know if it's funnier to go with like an old lady's name or if it's like a stripper name. So the first two names that popped in my head were Jasmine and Phyllis. So
Jasmine.
Whichever one you want to be the joke.
You said
with
Petunia.
All due
Phyllis
respect
was first,
to all the Phyllises.
And then Jasmine.
Yeah, I'll go Jasmine.
Okay.
I'm definitely more of a Jasmine.
Yeah, those were the two names.
Jasmine.
But I didn't know how to tell the joke.
Did you guys see the story about Philly Jesus getting kicked out?
I read the headline.
Yeah.
And
here he
surprisingly,
is.
I didn't read the story.
Guy looks a lot like Jesus.
Okay.
From Philly.
Philly.
And he goes by Philly Jesus. And
got
he went to the Cathedral Basilica of St. Peter and Paul in Philadelphia while a new bishop was being
bishoped.
And he made his way to the front row and sat down. And they literally drug him out by the feet.
By his Jesus sandals.
Yes.
Wow.
Now, he says that he goes there for Mass pretty much every day. So he's a known guy. He goes there. He's Catholic. He just wanted to be in the front row. That's his story.
Hmm.
You know how Jesus people are. But they physically grabbed him and dragged him out kicking and screaming.
Mm-mm. There's more to the story than
yeah,
that.
Yeah, there's got to be.
Are you doubting Philly Jesus?
Yeah.
I also find
it
a little...
I don't think you get drug out of a church.
No. No.
Right?
And it's a little disrespectful to, like, show up for church in Jesus cosplay. That's my opinion. You probably should just...
So if you show up dressed like Jesus, you get whatever's coming to you.
I don't think you should be dragged out. And like Tony said, I'm sure there's more to the story, but you're kind of automatically being a little disrespectful by showing up dressed as the guy. Have you guys ever seen St. Louis Jesus walking around downtown?
Is he a black guy?
No, he's white. He has a long beard, and he's always dressed in all white, and he has a walking staff.
Hmm. Yep. I'm not.
Mm. Yeah, maybe he'll walk by the window one day.
So you ready to cry? An 8-year-old girl in Arkansas tragically lost her father during the holidays just past. And it was daddy-daughter dance. And the school resource officer, the cop, who was stationed at the elementary school, asked her if it would be okay if he took her. And she said, yes. She talked to her mom and said it would be okay. And when asked about it, she said, quote, it meant a lot to me because I actually got to go and see all my friends and have lots of fun.
Oh,
that's very sweet.
Whew. Right?
Damn. That was really nice of him.
Can we go back to the names really quick?
I decided you're Kimberly.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I can live with that.
Yeah.
Truman on Twitter says, I think Dave's a solid Rita. And Kelly says, Dave is such a Heidi.
Interesting.
Okay.
Interesting.
Yeah. I feel her on Heidi. I was into Heidi for some reason.
Was it because of the Shirley Temple movie?
Mm-mm. No, I think there was a scarier one.
Oh, there was.
Was there?
Yes.
I have mixed emotions about Heidi.
Wasn't Heidi's thing that she like lived with her grandpa who was a hermit in the mountains?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
But there was something about it that turned me on.
All right.
Same. Welcome back, guys. DGS. Am I the only one that feels judged by checkout people?
For what?
I feel judged by everyone all the time. So, of course I feel judged by checkout people.
Yeah, I mean, like, for your purchases.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like they're analyzing what you're...
Yeah.
We've talked about this before.
Yeah. I'm a big cover item guy.
Right.
I went to Walgreens to buy some fake tan spray, and I felt stupid, because that is stupid. And so I thought it would... This is okay. I'll buy a notebook, too.
What were you going for there? A student?
What?
You were buying for someone else.
Yeah, were you going, I'm going to buy this for a kid. I got a notebook.
It's strictly
and some
to
spray
distract.
Tan.
Don't be concerned. The spray tan is for my...
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Notebooks? Yeah, adults can buy notebooks.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to document my use of the spray tan.
I thought he was using it. Yeah, I thought he was using it as a cover, right?
I bought
this for a kid.
Yeah. No, I didn't think that deeply, though. Like, oh, she's going to think this. It was strictly like, I'm not just here to buy Tanner.
Like, maybe you grab the Tanner as an afterthought instead of the notebook as an afterthought.
Now you got it.
Okay.
Now you got it.
I don't buy cover items like that, but I do feel judged.
Is it okay?
I'm wondering from cashiers, if there are any cashiers out there, past cashiers, do you judge? Tweet
and
me,
do you think
me.
It's okay to comment on a person's purchases?
Yeah, that
we've talked about that before.
That makes my blood go cold, and it's happened to me several times. Even things like, "Woo, someone's having a good night tonight." Like, don't do that.
What about if it's just a food item and they say, "Oh," and it's something new, like, "Oh, are these any good? I've been thinking of these."
I think that's nice.
That a lot.
Is that okay?
I think it's, okay, let me be completely sexist
now.
For
you, is it okay?
I think it's better if it's female to female. That seems like okay somehow. Like, oh, really? What do you think of these? Don't talk to me. Don't ask me about, why are you buying baby oil in Field and Stream? Like, don't.
Well, they're not asking why you're buying something. They're asking, oh, do you like these corn puffs?
Yeah.
I'm just trying to see if it's never okay, or if there's a line.
If I owned a grocery store, I would say it's never okay.
Don't talk to them
about
their
purchases. I disagree. So whenever I would check people out at my old job at Radio Shack, I would try to, like, not chat about what they were buying necessarily, even though it is kind of a different kind of store for that sort of thing. But I would ask about their day or try to make some sort of friendly talk. I feel like 9 out of 10 times when I'm checking out somewhere, I feel so awkward because the cashier is just like, 1302. And then I put my card in, and I don't want to look up at them because they're not being friendly.
Yeah.
Yes, it's just like 30 seconds of extreme awkwardness until I can just leave. And half the time when I say thanks, they don't say anything to me.
Ooh, that's rude.
It makes me feel like there's something wrong with me.
It's one of my few social interactions that doesn't bother me. The awkward silence of that doesn't bother me.
It would be one thing if it was an awkward silence, but whenever I'm trying to be nice and they don't care, that hurts my feelings. And I've also been through situations before where they're super chatty with the person in front of me and then not chatty with me. And I'm wondering what's going on because we don't know each other.
So TJ on Twitter says, it's been 15 years, but when he was doing checkout, judging people is what we did.
Okay.
Is what he says.
Wow.
And then
how could you not?
Yeah.
And then he also says, and you never comment on people's items. So that was TJ's rules 15 years ago.
Also, I guess I applaud Walgreens. I guess Walgreens has a thing where they have to card everyone. But the other day, wasn't having the greatest day, and I decided I wanted a bottle of wine. So I grabbed a bottle of wine at Walgreens, and it's already a bad day. I'm buying wine at Walgreens. And so I'm checking out, and the lady looks at me. I'm there every day. I know this lady. Mm-hmm. She's an older lady that has to sit down to do anything. And she looks at me, and she says, do you have your ID? And so I do the typical. I'm like, and I didn't. So I threw on my shorts and went out. I said, oh, you know what? I don't. And I said, I promise you I'm over 21. And it would have been fine had she said, like, I'm sorry, we have a company policy. She got really, like, crappy with me, like I was trying to pull one over. Like I was 18 and just trying, you know what I'm saying?
Look here, Sonny.
Yeah.
I think maybe people try to pull that with them a lot, maybe, right? And it is a company
but
policy.
I get the whole, like, we card everyone who appears to be under 30. I am clear. Look, if I'm 20, I am dying of something. Let me have my $9 wine. I have days to live.
Right. I like when cashiers make an attempt to be friendly. I don't know that I kind of am with you that I don't want them talking about my groceries. But if they want to have a comment like that, like, oh, these, I've never had that cereal. Is it good? I'm okay with that. I'd rather that than the cold stare.
Yes.
But if you start analyzing everything, if you start making comments on other things, that's too much.
I was at Dollar Tree in Fenton, Missouri on Saturday,
Bragger.
I think, buying a stemless wine glass. And the guy who was checking everyone out was, I guess I shouldn't have, like, immediately name checked where it was. Anyway, I'll tell the story anyway. The guy who was checking me out was so mad at another customer in another line. He was like complaining about them so passive aggressively and loudly. He's like, "Oh, if you're so inconvenienced, why don't you go shop at Macy's?" Like, it was so awkward. And the people could obviously hear him, but they didn't want to get in a fight at the Dollar Tree. It was tense.
I was at the grocery store.
In that case, I would rather take the awkward silence.
I'm sure, I know. When I was like 16, I was terrible at being at Mr. Donut, but I would hide it. I wouldn't, like,
let it
be in the open.
Right.
The other day, I parked at the grocery store.
There were consequences, I bet.
I park in the grocery store, and I'm walking in, and it's dead silent, and here comes the cart kid, and he's every bit of 16 years old, and he got within 5 feet of me and does this. Hey! He was screaming at the other cart kid.
Whoa.
But he literally screamed in my face, and it scared me.
Yeah.
Like, it really scared me. And you know how when you get scared, you get mad?
Yeah.
You have that fight or flight?
Yeah.
And I really wanted to go full on, get off my lawn and be like, listen. But, like, I'm like,
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. When I.
Are you that? You just.
I was a bagger and I did not judge.
A lot of humble bragging going on.
I did not
She's buying stemless wine glasses at Dollar Tree.
Only $1.
You're a bagger.
I didn't judge people on their groceries, but it was because I didn't care. About you.
Yeah.
But I pretended to.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't have been the guy yelling. And I was always fast and courteous and everything because there was consequences.
Mm-hmm.
So internally, I didn't care. I didn't even look at the groceries. You know, I just follow the rules. You know, don't put any food with the soap and, you know, don't put the bread on below the bowling ball.
Yeah.
And so I did that, but I didn't even pay attention to what you were. I couldn't care. I
don't know what this says
about
me, but I don't care what. That's not true. I am more comfortable shopping at the Walgreens downtown, where most of the checkers are middle-aged African-American women who don't seem to even notice that I'm buying, like, poop pills and baby oil and spray tan. They're just like, honey, this and
because,
like,
look, that Walgreens on Lafayette Avenue.
Yeah,
they've got too much going on.
Yeah.
They don't care.
You're the
you
least.
Buy all the Ducalax and
like, I think
spray
this
tan,
guy may have an eating disorder.
Whatever you want, they don't care.
You know that super tan bald guy that comes in here?
I think he's under 21.
Give him the alcohol. That, anyway. You know that kid.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.